Welcome to David's Life in Observation with your host, David Welch. Getting on after the Christmas break here. Or not Christmas break, actually the Thanksgiving break. Heading into Thanksgiving. A little bit going on with my case. Currently my case is looking pretty good. We're moving forward. We should be getting the kids back December 15th-ish is the hope and the dream. Right now we're focusing on trying to still acquire a lawyer for the federal civil rights lawsuit. Now I did convene with a lawyer that did say we have a case, but we have to get the lawsuit drawn up in a particular way in order to file it and have that not be rejected. So, for those who don't know and you're tuning in for the first time, my civil rights were violated September 14th by Coppers Cove Police Department. They put me on an emergency detention order, had me held in a psychological mental hospital for 3 days, 76 hours actually, which violates that health law. And then also, CPS had, they stepped in and took my kids. Currently, my kids are with my aunt and uncle in Arlington, which is great, but not great in the sense that they should be home. They never should have been taken from my care in the first place, as outlined by the Coryell County Sheriff's deputies. The Coryell County Sheriff's deputies outlined in their police report that the Coppers Cove Police Department was making a mistake in violating my rights by taking me in the first place. So, they did their investigation and they found no probable cause. There was no crime committed, et cetera, et cetera. So, they're working on getting that going for a federal civil rights lawsuit. Now, I do know that I'm running up against the timeline, but, we are hopeful that we'll get the lawyer situation squared away as soon as possible and then move forward with our lawsuit at that point. Now, regardless of what's going on in my life, there's a lot going on in the community at large in regards to policing. So there are a lot of activists out there who are making a profession out of auditing government officials in their capacity, which should have been a thing from the get-go if you think about it, because, with the a Pentagon missing trillions of dollars that they can't keep accountable, and with other government entities falsifying information and lying on documents. I mean, recently there was a case where a detective in Chicago has several murder charges, the allegations against people he forced into incarceration, and none of those were the actual people that committed the crime. He falsified testimony, encouraged for falsified testimony, and he's now being brought to account. They've reviewed his documents, they've reviewed his information, and so far 25 out of 50 murder cases that he personally handled have been reviewed, and those inmates have been released, being found not guilty, in fact, of the crime that was committed. So we have, we just have an influx of really bad cops and policing not being held accountable. And it just goes to show that it just doesn't end in law enforcement. It goes up the chain of command, obviously. And we find, law enforcement on a daily basis almost committing one crime or another. And a lot of people, back the blue. And, I get it. I understand the mentality of, hey, we need to support our law enforcement officials. They're in that hero capacity, but you got to ask yourself, have they been doing heroic work, or are they doing work that's counterproductive for a prosperous society? I believe the latter. A prosperous society doesn't need to live in fear of constant persecution under false pretenses. Just because the law enforcement officer needs to make rank or make a quota or being demanded to generate more money for the state. That's not their capacity. That's not what they are intended to be, as money generators for the state, but that's what they've become. Now, if we can go back to actual law enforcement, where we stop murderers and rapists and all sorts of things, we can move positively in that direction and have a very meaningful law enforcement again. Whereas today, they're under siege by people being constantly pissed off at them, and they're looking for someone else to blame. They're trying to blame the boogeyman, but the boogeyman is themselves. They don't realize this because they've been trained in such a way and live in such a fearful state that they would rather shoot someone first before even engaging in a conversation. We had that issue with the gentleman that stopped a gunman in, I believe it was Chicago again, where a gentleman stopped a gunman and he was murdered. He was murdered by the police who came in, didn't assess the situation, didn't even ask a question. They saw a man detaining a suspect who was the security guard and shot him. I mean, come on, people. We're living in the day and age where it's almost as bad being an actual law-abiding citizen as it is a criminal. Those two are interchangeable at the moment because they're being treated the same. And law enforcement officials do their damnedest to cover up, lie, withhold information. I mean, it's just insane that the city has to pay people that aren't honest, that are deceitful, that do commit crimes on a daily basis. Law enforcement officers commit a plethora of crimes on a daily basis. It is a proven fact. If anybody wants to refute that, I would love to see you fucking try. It's just a fact. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, well, that's not the majority. But the saying doesn't go, some rotten apples spoil a few. No, it spoils the bunch. Okay, let's get it straight here. If you have a bad apple in your police department and you're not doing shit about it, or you're scared to be called a rat or whatever have you, you're in the wrong line of work. Get the fuck out. Or you're part of the criminal cabal that is the law enforcement of today, and you are okay with that as long as you're getting your state-funded welfare check by the people. And that's what it is. Law enforcement officials are on welfare. They're on welfare from the people. They live off of your tax money. They prosper off of your tax money. You got individuals, regardless of how long they've been doing the job, they're not versed in the law. We require prosecutors and defense attorneys, lawyers in general, to go to school from upwards to 8 to 10 years in order to practice law. But we only give training to law enforcement officials for a few weeks, and then we put them on the street to actually enforce the laws. They're not required to have a degree. They're not required to have anything but a high school diploma. Now, I'm not knocking people who have just a high school diploma and they're doing a good job at being a police officer, but that requirement in the community should be much higher, and it's not. In fact, they're constantly lying on their timesheets and being caught with copious amounts of overtime hours that are being, credited to the bank of the people. And it's amazing that once an officer does commit a crime where they're ugly with the public, and we see this in so many videos online that it's insane, where law enforcement treats the public like servants. If you notice, they really have a very authoritarian way of treating the people that pay them. Now, if you walk into any other employment dynamic, and if an employer or an employee said something to their employer in any way, shape, or form that current law enforcement treats the citizenry,
they would be out on their ass quicker than shit. And they would have nobody to blame but themselves. With law enforcement, that's not the case. They can say and do and commit crimes for months, even years, without being held accountable by not just internal affairs, but by us. Now, same thing with congressmen. Look at congressmen. They are getting monthly, or not monthly, they are getting an annual salary and benefits the rest of their life. Why? Why, as we as the citizens, have to pay them for a service they might have done 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago for the rest of their life? I'm sorry, but I'm calling bullshit. We can't afford that. We can't. But we can somehow magically afford these wars. We can somehow magically afford to give, you know, four companies the lion's share of the fucking wealth in this country. But, you know, the bottom 80, 90% are getting shit on and then taxed. I mean, aren't there enough cases in literature to show that, you know, when people get pissed off enough and they're poor enough and they're beaten and put down enough that they stop taking the shit and they start fucking decapitating, hanging, and slaughtering those who are rich and in power? That has been the case throughout human history. I'm sorry, but that is the way it is. When people get down far enough where they're having to work two, three, and four jobs, and they have to, you know, pay all these bills and manage a life and doing whatever, and they can't afford to do so, fuck, one person can't even afford a simple apartment in the United States. They cannot do it. They have to have three or four modes of income in order to make that happen. Much less a family. Fuck a family. You try having a family in the United States in this day and age, you're in for one hell of a treat, let me tell you. Now, another agency that has zero accountability, zero fucking oversight, those in the Child Protective Services. There was a case recently where they didn't know they could fucking lie. Or they didn't know they couldn't lie in court. They did not. They honestly told the judge they didn't know they could not lie. Oh my God, how fucking baffling is that? We have people that subvert the Constitution, and that's what they do. They really subvert the Constitution, come into your home and seize your kids. And it could be on an allegation. It doesn't even have to be fact. It doesn't even have to be true. It doesn't even have to be something based in reality. It can be just a simple false allegation. And then your world is turned upside down for years. Years. Okay? And there's no recourse. They have immunity from lawsuit. They have immunity to fuck with you on a level that nobody in this country should be able to fuck with you. It's amazing. It is amazing we allow this to happen. It is amazing that we allow government officials on all levels to cheat the American taxpayer. And I'm sorry to say this, but Donald Trump had it right. We have too many bad deals going on right now. Now, this is kind of a riff from him in the sense that he is realizing on a grand fucking scale, hey, there are bad deals abroad. But what I'm saying is there's bad deals at home. So here's the plan of action, people. Here's what we do. We go in to the city meetings. We go to our county meetings. And we demand a change of contract with the city. Now, if the city's represented officials don't want to do that, it is by and large okay to impeach them and find somebody who will do the will of the people. It is by and large okay to vote them out. Okay? Judges are the same way. If they're not doing the law and they're just punishing people based on their own feelings with no case precedent, with no research in law, and just based on their opinion on how things should be in the world, that is wrong. That's wrong all day. Child Protective Services in general, the justice system in general, should have the biggest overhaul in this country. It is a farce on the American people, and it is a sad state of affairs. Okay? We have kangaroo courts who are the same. They're getting paid by the same by us, by taxpayers. So are law enforcement and prosecutors. And unfortunately, so are the defense attorneys. So they're all tied into the same mode of getting their money. So whose benefit is it for them to work for? Themselves. And the state's interest, not your interest. Because fuck the citizenry. It doesn't matter if they ruin your life. They do not care. You know, they can say, oh, well, we have a moral obligation to, you know, do what we can for the children. But when once you review these cases and you see the actions of the CPS officials, the law enforcement officials, and even the court, you can call bullshit real damn quick, right? I mean, it is just an egregious practice that we are allowing these officials to do the crime that they're doing. We as citizens, their employers need to intervene. This has to come to a stop. Now, it doesn't matter how we intervene. We can do it with legislation. We can do it with paperwork. We can do it with our voice. But we shouldn't stop ourselves from doing it violently. And here's what I mean, people. I'm not talking about civil war. I'm not talking about outright insurrection. What I am talking about is if your public officials are committing crimes and everybody's resolve is to, oh, we'll just set it in court. Well, these courts are the same courts that make wrong decisions and fallacy decisions every day. And they also teach people not to use the full extent of their law, like jury nullification and other things that jurors should be able to know. Because the show isn't run by the people. The show is run by the prosecutor and the judge, who have a vested interest in your vote for a conviction. They need that high conviction rate. And they shouldn't be paid based on their conviction rate. They should be paid on how well they do their job and how well they practice the law. Now, if they know they don't have a case and they know it's on shaky evidence, but they prosecute anyway, they're doing wrong. Okay? We need to unfuck this situation. And like I said, violently if we have to. We have a Second Amendment right for that reason. If your law enforcement officials are essentially stealing from the community and they won't hold themselves accountable, we are allowed to violently, if we have to, remove them from their office that they're appointed to. We absolutely can. We could do the same thing to the fucking sheriff and the sheriff's deputies. If they want to be Billy Badass and they want to just shoot people willy-nilly and not be held to account, we have the right as citizens to violently hold them accountable. Same thing with congressmen. I'm sorry, but if we go through the mode of impeaching a congressman or a city official or a sheriff or a judge and they won't vacate that seat, they refuse to, and they hide under their armed thugs, well, we have the right in this country as citizens to gather and not just protest people. I'm tired of the protests being people who aren't armed. They don't fear people. It's blatant to see. We've seen protests all over the country. But people who aren't armed, they do violence against. And they're allowed to get away with it. Because nobody's going to listen to your case. And your case could take up to years before you're finally compensated for something that happened to you 4 years earlier when a cop shot you point blank in the face with a beanbag round. When you were simply standing somewhere. Or you got damn near frozen up at the Dakota Pipeline for defending your land. So let me ask you people, why? Why do you go unarmed? Why? Why do we allow these public officials to beat you, enslave you, and treat you like the worst scum when they get paid by us and we're their employer? It doesn't make sense, people. It doesn't make sense at all. I'm sorry, but they need to be vilely held to account. The only time violence was met with the prospect of violence was at the Bundy Ranch. And those public officials, in their capacity, were scared to death. They were absolutely fearful of what citizens utilizing their Second Amendment right can do. They didn't challenge. They did for a hot second, and they were met with fierce resistance. That's the way it should be. Absolutely the way it should be. Because you remember, people, they work for us. We don't work for them. We are not their subjects. We are their rulers. We the people. So we need to start turning into we the people. And we need to start putting our foot up their asses and have them abide by the law. And you know what's crazy to me is 90% of the people I talk to, and there are polls on this, want legalized marijuana, not for just medicinal uses, but for recreation. But we the people aren't getting what we want. How the fuck is that even possible? How the fuck are we able to have these situations where we don't get what we want when we're the ones paying these motherfuckers to represent us? The geriatrics are dying out. The old school, the previous guard, they're dying out. The senior citizens, the only ones that are able to go to the voters' polls usually, they're dying out. The baby boomers, they're not going to be here that long. They're not. They're a dying generation. They're going to go away. And guess who's going to step up? Generation Xers and millennials. And we need to step up for our future. We need to step up for our children. We cannot allow a fascist government to exist anymore. We cannot allow it. We have to, for our future's sake, violently if we have to, seize control back from the government. If you think that is not possible, if you think that, oh, well, we can just go through the courts, then you are fucking blind to what's happening in our country. I'm sorry to say it, but you know, your lukewarm ass is going to get spewed out of the mouth of God because he does not give a shit about you. I'm sorry. Lukewarmness in today's day and age is going to get you killed. A lot of people just want to move on with their lives and they want to be successful and go somewhere and do things and be bountiful, but we allow these government entities like the IRS, for example, to take away a majority of the money you fucking earned. Right? They bust unions. They pride themselves on breaking down unions unless it's the firefighters union, then the police unions, the only unions that matter to them. Because those are their bully boys. Those are the guys that are going to enforce their laws and their will. Those are the only unions they will ever support. But we the people need to get our balls back. We the people need to stop allowing government officials to abuse us, to have a bad contract. It's not profitable for us to have these bad officers, these bad government officials, bad judges, and bad prosecutors out there in the world, and they're immune from lawsuit. That should be fucking impossible. I'm sorry, but if a prosecutor 10 fucking years ago prosecuted your case and hid evidence from the defense, they should be liable. And often they are not because they have immunity from being sued. Let's get off of their fucking high horse. Judges too. Judges need to be held accountable. If they are not listening to case precedent, if they are not doing what the law says they can do, then they need to be held to account. One, removed from office. Two, fucking jailed. Law enforcement officers that commit a crime should automatically go to jail. There shouldn't be this, oh, well, we get to spend 90 days with our family and figure out what we're going to do in case it doesn't go our way. Fuck that. Because you or I would not be allowed that ability. We would be tossed in irons, tossed in a cage, and held until our trial came. Which could be months. How many cases do we need to see where law enforcement abuses their power before we take arms in the streets. We are allowed to do that. Peaceful protests don't work anymore. I'm sounding a lot like Malcolm X, but I think that motherfucker had it right. Because we've been doing Dr. King's way, and it's not working. It's not working for us. Because they don't care anymore if they're on camera beating the fuck out of you. They don't care anymore that they're on camera shooting an unarmed person crawling into a hallway. They don't care. They're not being prosecuted for it. And if you're a Republican and you're okay with these welfare queens called law enforcement officers and public officials taking money from you and not being held to account, then I'm sorry. You're okay with socialism then. You're okay with a socialist construct. You're okay being a welfare queen. Well, time to buck up or shut up, people. And if you are going to go out and protest in the next couple months, be armed. You have the right to face an armed enemy on our street, an armed army on our streets. And that's what they are. They are a standing army. They have military-grade equipment that they will and have used against you. You have every fucking right to resist them to the point where you take their lives. And I encourage you to do so. I encourage you to take their lives if you have to. If you're in a situation where they won't acquiesce to we the people, we have no choice. We have no choice but to take their life in the process of asserting our rule. Because it's we the people that rule, not them. Not government entities. They don't represent the people when they go against the interests of the people. That should be flat out. Okay? But when you go back home and you're talking with people who are going to go protest and go face law enforcement and go do what you got to do, just remember you are allowed to be armed. You are allowed to do violence against people who wish you harm and not... Their training begets harm. If you look at the way law enforcement are trained, they are trained to do you harm. They're not trained to give you a chance. They're not trained to allow you to negotiate your way out of a situation. They are trained to enforce their will or kill you if you don't comply. That's what they're trained to do. And if a law enforcement officer dares to challenge me on that, I really hope you have your research. I really hope you're ready. I really hope you're ready to engage in that kind of conversation in a public domain. Because I invite you. I invite you to engage in that conversation with me. And discuss the truth and discuss the reality of what it is you do on a daily basis. On how bad you fuck people's lives forever. Why is it? Why? I got a question for law enforcement and government officials. Why is it that you... What is it about the poor that pisses you off so bad? What is it about the poor and the homeless that are sleeping in the streets that you have to pour bleach on the food that they're getting from churches and groups that help them out? What is it that you have against homeless for being homeless and sleeping wherever they can and in a warm spot if they can? What is it? What is it that you have against them? Are they beneath you? Are they not citizens? Are they cockroaches to be stepped on by your big shiny black boots? Is that what it is? When did you lose the respect for yourselves and the American people and the flag that you say you serve? Not that thin blue line flag, because that's a desecration of the American flag flat out. If you think that's okay to wear in your uniform, you are fucking wrong. That is, as a veteran, I will call you out every time I see it. That is a desecration of the American flag. Get the fuck over yourself. You are not supporting fallen officers. There are too few of you out there that are fallen officers to have that be a fucking thing you guys can try and subvert our rights with. It's a gang. It's an organized gang. It's an organized gang mentality. Of you're either with us or against us. That's all that is. You either cover up for us and help us plant evidence on people of color, or you're against us. You either back the blue 150 gazillion percent, or you're against us, and we will find a way to fuck with you. Find a way to raid your house. Find a way to be like, oh, we accidentally no-knocked raid your house. We shot the only moneymaker in the house, and, well, we got the wrong address. My bad. Oh, and by the way, we killed your dog, too. And your bird. Your bird just happened to be in there just going crazy. We killed him, too. Oh, we saw your cat move. Oh, we accidentally shot your daughter. My bad. Because that's what they fucking do, people. Why? Why do we allow that? I don't understand. Why is it that we allow such egregious things to happen with zero accountability? Why are they the organization that allows themselves to investigate themselves? Why is that fucking a thing? So, a couple things. Support your local auditor. There are probably auditors in each state. At least at this point, it looks like they're going to be in each state. Support them. Because they're doing you as a citizen a favor. And as soon as they exploit a bad police station, bad police chief, sheriff, whatever have you, go make those sheriffs, go make those cops, and go hold them accountable. Remove them physically from office. Take them from their positions. Take their fucking money and put them in a cage. Because they're committing crimes against the people. Shouldn't be happening. Okay, we don't get due process in this country. You know we don't get due process in this country. We don't. The only people that are allowed due process are fucking government officials, police officers, and judges. You and me and we the people do not get due process. We don't. Bail is an egregious farce on the American people. People that have committed no crimes are being sentenced with millions of dollars in bail. Shit that we couldn't possibly afford. Let's unfuck this situation, people. I am sick and tired. Sick and tired of dealing with shit on the news every day where the cops want to play it. Whoops. And you wonder what's going on with all these mass shootings. These mass shootings are people that should be investigated, but they're not. Or these mass shootings are done by extreme right-wing white dudes. I'm sorry, but they're right-wingers. They're religious zealots. They're conservative zealots. I'm sorry, that's just the way it's been. Extreme hardcore right-wingers who think liberals are the epitome of darkness. I don't understand it. They go into mosques and churches and other places and schools and commit these horrible crimes. Yet they want to turn around and blame the Muslim guy who happened to be in the vicinity, who didn't commit a crime, but he's being held for questioning. Let's get real, people. We need to stop this bullshit. We need to get the KKK out of Congress. We need to get the KKK out of your local police department. We need to get the KKK out of the sheriff's department. We need to get the KKK out of the law room or out of the courtroom, period. And they're rife. They're in every city, every county, every state. And they're laughing at you. They're laughing at you because they're in control. If you think that's not the case, do some research. See what affiliations these people actually have. You won't be surprised. I'm going to have to call it a day. It's a long podcast. I do have another podcast that I'm creating here in the near future. It is a creative writing podcast. I will be doing poetry readings. I will be doing short story readings. I'll be setting up an email for that podcast. And not only will I read some of my stuff, but I will take submissions and I will read you on air. And I will do these readings weekly. Or if you want to send me a voice segment of you reading your work, I will gladly put it on my show and get it out there. So look for David's Poetry Cast, which is coming soon, or David's, I'll come up with a better name for it. Poetry Cast sounds kind of limiting. I want both short fiction and I want poetry. So, and even if you have a creative nonfiction, I will take that and read that too. But I'm looking for, at most 10 pages of work to submit. And once you do and I get a chance to get around to it, it'll be a weekly segment that I do. It'll be on a schedule, so you'll be able to anticipate it. And once I get the details worked out, everybody will get that information. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to David's Life and Observation.